Well, tonight in Chicago starts Chicago Theater Week. This is an annual week with over 125 shows, 600 discounted performances from around the region put on by the League of Chicago Theaters. It's an annual event. It also gives us a chance to talk about not just the success of this event, but also use it as an opportunity to talk about the state of Chicago theater, the state of plays. In studio with me tonight, Deb Clapp. She's the executive director of the League of Chicago Theaters. Deb, thanks for being here. Appreciate it.
Thanks so much for having me, Justin.
So talk about this event, because you guys have been doing this for a while now, and it seems to be successful. Otherwise, you wouldn't do it anymore, right?
That's
so,
right.
So talk about what makes this successful, the Chicago Theater Week.
Yeah, this is our fifth year. And what makes it successful is that everyone wants to go out and celebrate Chicago theater. I think tickets are $15 and $30. So I think that people really love that, you know, they might be taking a chance on going to see a new theater, but they're only spending $15, right. $30. So it's not that big of a risk. So I think everybody really likes to go out and do it. And of course, the theaters just love it because it's February. And a lot of times people don't like to go out in February.
Well, it's interesting because, you know, we just had the Chicago Restaurant Week, that same concept of trying to jumpstart an industry at a time when people don't go out. But I would say that routines and habits have changed over the years. And when it comes to theater, there used to be a time when we knew exactly what it used to be. Plays in the fall, plays in the spring. They didn't maybe do anything around Christmas in January. Nothing in the summer. Now it's year round.
That's right. It is. It's year round. And summer is just as busy as any other time around the holidays. If you want to see a holiday show in Chicago, well, you have come to the right place because there are literally hundreds of them. And even over the holidays, some shows that aren't holiday shows. So, yeah, we really are a year-round industry.
Does it change the idea of Chicago Theater Week when you have strong sort of sustaining seasons that don't take breaks? Because the idea being this is a lull time for the arts, but it's not anymore. Does it change the idea that A, maybe you don't need a Chicago Theater Week, or B, let's put it at a different time in the year?
Yeah, I think no, it doesn't change the idea that we need a Chicago Theater Week because it really is, you know, we need a celebration. And I think in February, we need a celebration more than ever. And I also think that, you know, there's a lot going on in Chicago all the time. But in February, there is, you know, there's an opportunity for Chicagoans to come out and really celebrate Chicago theater. And that's it. Tourists come too, a lot of tourists actually. But it's really, you know, it's really for us. And we're sort of out there braving this, you know, February right. weather and whooping it up. So I think it's a great time for it. I wouldn't want to change it.
Well, let's talk about the state of Chicago plays because, you know, we'll talk about theater a lot on Download. And we'll talk about how in the summer times or even in the spring, you see so many sort of Broadway tryouts that are happening down on Randolph Street or world premieres that are happening here. And it's going to be the same here in 2017. How do you assess that being sort of the public face of Chicago's theater scene, with people being able to see the big marquees and all the press, with the sort of off-loop theater scene that are doing things in neighborhoods, sort of being anchors, but may not get the same kind of press that a War Paint's going to get?
Yeah.
So talk about at the League of Chicago Theaters, how do you make sure that there's sort of a balance of representing those theaters and making sure that all of them are getting service?
Yeah, I think that you know, the small theaters, the off-loop theaters or the storefront theaters or whatever you want to call them, those are the lifeblood of Chicago theater. And I think that we're really unique in that everyone actually understands that, right? The Goodmans, the Broadway and Chicago's, the Steppenwolf's, they all realize that they actually don't survive or they don't do as well if there's not this extraordinary theater scene that's all over the city, because that's a lot of talent comes from there. A lot of world premiere plays happen in small theaters. And so for the League of Chicago Theaters, in terms of promoting shows, we are we're as egalitarian, I guess you would call it, as we can be. We try not to, you know, promote one show over another or one theater over another, but there's there's also, you know, kind of the recognition that, you know, when I think Chicago audiences are really aware that they have this tremendous cultural asset. And we know we actually have the data that says, you know, people who go to Goodman also go to New Colony for Chicagoans. With tourists, it's a little bit, you know, with visitors, it's a little bit harder to get them out there.
They might be going off the recommendation of the hotel concierge. They may be going off of what they read in sort of the rags that might do sort of, you know, big theater stuff. I mean, you have to deal with that kind of stuff. I mean, when you talk about a Chicago audience, let's leave tourism to aside for a second.
Sure.
But when you talk about a Chicago theater going audience,
yep.
Have we seen an increase in this decade? Or are we seeing a decrease? What's the strength of the theater going audience?
Mm-hmm. I think we've seen a marked increase. We have seen an increase in the number of theaters, first of all. I started at the league 8 years ago. We had 150 or so members. We now have 250 members.
Wow.
So the number of theaters in Chicago keeps growing, and they all have audiences. Now, you know, I used to have a boss who always said, nothing succeeds like a hit show. But no matter where that show is, people are going to go see it. So that's the thing, is that
so if it's a hit show, if you get a good review, mm-hmm. and you're out, it doesn't matter if it's in Rogers Park or South Shore, people are going to seek it out in
Chicago.
Doesn't
matter, you're probably going to sell it out, because Chicago audiences really like, they really love theater, and they really want to go out and see they want to see the new thing, they want to see the quality thing. Many of them, you know, we did an event last night and we had, you know, a lot of different people there, and they were all, people talk to me about Chicago actors. They, you know, they are very well known in Chicago, and people will go out and see, you know, there's a show right now that has a woman, Barbara Robertson, great Chicago actor. And everybody knows her. So, I mean, that's fantastic. And she's not, you know, she's not Beyonce. So
she's Chicago's
it's really
Beyonce.
Great.
Yeah. Well, we got a lot to talk about, because I'm interested in how, like, for instance, you say that, you know, theaters that have come, just theaters alone going from 150 to 250 or whatever it is. You know, there's always been, just from the last couple of years when it comes to the involvement with the city of Chicago, there's been mm-hmm. a little bit, both with Daly and with Rahm Emanuel, crackdown on illegal storefront theaters.
Yeah.
So things that, you know, like the idea of who can actually have a license to perform and who mm-hmm. can't. If you're a new theater company in Chicago and you come here from somewhere else, or maybe you come from college or suburbs, is it easy? I mean, what are the challenges that stand in the way of them being able to just put on plays?
I think it's a lot easier to put on a play in Chicago. And I think that there are challenges, but shameless plug for the league. We actually will help you get a PAV license if you come to us. We actually have a special fund that will help you ready to go for the licensing. So there's that advantage that you have as well. You have to know when you come to town to come and seek us out, but you know there is that there for you. Chicago.
Seek out League of Chicago Theaters instead mm-hmm. of doing that play in the back of the laundromat. that's really, if you're listening and you're looking for how you want to do theater in Chicago.
Although you never know, you know, Writers Theater up in Glencoe, they did theirs
right.
in the back of a bookstore
yeah,
for
right,
years and years,
right.
and look at them now. You know, it's I think, you know, and just the costs in Chicago, if you're choosing between New York, LA and Chicago, where you're going to bring your theater company or start your theater company, Chicago is the cost of living here
yeah.
is less. And as an artist, I think it's actually easier here for people to make a living because there's so many things that are actually ancillary to the theater, such as all the universities that have great theater programs. There's a lot of voiceover work here. There's a lot of movie work here,
right.
TV work.
The advertising industry that's here, right?
Exactly.
So there's a lot of work for actors and for theater people to work in universities. Deb Clapp is my guest tonight. She's the executive director of the League of Chicago Theaters. This is Chicago Theater Week. It starts tonight. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back and we'll continue our conversation, the state of plays in Chicago, with Deb Clapp. Stay with us. Deb Clapp, the executive director of the League of Chicago Theaters. She's going with me to the home show this weekend.
Absolutely.
We'll go.
I'll be there.
All right, we're having our conversation, our state of plays tonight here on the Download, as it is Chicago Theater Week. Discounted shows, 125-plus theater companies, 600 shows in all. You can go to chicagoplays.com to find out all the information, but essentially every theater company in Chicago. You know, as we talk about this, one of the things I have to talk about is just the idea of funding. We saw early on in the Trump administration this idea of possible defunding of the National Endowment for the Arts, Corporation for Public Broadcasting, other places that would be arts and culture funding for companies doing arts and culture from around the country. That includes Chicago theaters. Then I have to say, at the statewide, I mean, there is a lot of money that comes from the Illinois Arts Council, other places that just hung up because there hasn't been a budget in 18 months. This is not a great time to be a theater company looking for state or public funding.
That is true. It is not a good time for that. We're really lucky in Chicago in that we have a number of really fantastic foundations who are funding theaters at all levels. So if you're a nonprofit theater and you're looking for funding in Chicago, you can get some funding from those foundations. The state of public funding, on the other hand, is not good. As you say, the state funding has been hung up for almost 2 years now. So theaters were actually...
they were awarded grants.
They were awarded grants, and then they haven't received them. I believe it's been 18 months. Certainly more than a year has passed since they've been awarded that grant.
What can you do? What can the League of Chicago Theater, as an advocacy group, as a sort of a union, if you will, mm-hmm. for theaters, what can you do to sort of collectively deal with the state that has just a ton of unpaid, sort of unfunded responsibility?
What we can do is we can reach out to our elected officials, encourage them to solve this budget impasse. It's not like we're not fighting over whether there's going to be any money for the arts or not. The money is in the budget, and we've actually been awarded the grant. So it's not like, should there be funding for the arts? So we're encouraging our state officials to really resolve this impasse. I mean, it's gone on for long enough. And we encourage all of our members to do the same. And that's really all we can do.
That's all you can do. So as a company, a small company, is awarded a $5,000 grant, $10,000 grant. That's whether or not
money.
The lights get paid.
Mm-hmm.
Or lights stay on at a theater company. We're not talking about overhead that's in the thousands.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, I mean, as you watch this, as someone who has been an executive director for the League of Chicago Theaters for, what did you say,
eight years.
I mean, where do you see the state of arts and culture in Chicago and in the region with all this sort of political turmoil?
Yeah, I see it being a very tough time as we move through this. You know, the NEA, it's a very and the National Endowment for the Humanities and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, all very important entities to arts and culture in this country. And I think that abolishing the NEA is something that he can defund it, but he can't abolish it. That takes an act of Congress, which, you know, is a little bit harder. But, you know, it sends a message that says, the arts are not important. And I think that's the worst thing about it, that it's not really about the money. I mean, the money is important, but really the way that the endowment has been funded, I think it's $139 million or something like mm-hmm. that for the entire country. Do the math. It's not really
it's not that much
right. money,
right.
but it's a really important thing for this country to have. And I think at the state level, it's really important that we continue to receive that this money goes to arts and culture, because it's so important in so many ways. And it's not just about theater. It's about arts education and everything.
You know, we talk about Chicago Theater Week, and you'll have discounted tickets, 15 mm-hmm. and 30, depending on the size of the stage and the companies that are involved. And you get that information at Chicago Plays. I'm interested because one of the things we talked about with Chris Jones, who comes on mm-hmm. all the time, is just about the ticket price.
Yeah.
We've seen some of the downtown theaters when they get a big show, getting that ticket price closer or above $100
yes.
a ticket.
Mm-hmm.
As a League of Chicago Theaters, mm-hmm. as an advocacy group and you're trying to support and ring the bell for local theater, does that get in the way of trying to get audiences that maybe are on the peripheral or like, oh, I'd love to see it. I haven't seen a play in a while. I'll go, yikes, sticker shock. I mean, is there anything what's your take as a League of Chicago Theaters on the rising ticket prices in Chicago theater?
Yeah, I think high ticket prices definitely make people think twice about going to the theater. I will say that almost all the nonprofit theaters do have programs where you can get a less expensive ticket. I can, you know, name everybody who does, you know, half price or, you know, $20 tickets at curtain or something like that. So there are opportunities for people to, if they need a ticket for a cheaper price, then they can probably get that. But I do think that there is something in a high ticket price being a little bit off-putting to people.
It's just kind of interesting because that's very New York.
Yeah.
You know, when you think about it, you go to Broadway and Hamilton or anything else, you're just expecting to pay $200
right.
plus to go
right.
see a show.
Right.
Is that where we're heading in Chicago?
No, definitely not. I think that for the, you know, especially for the nonprofit theaters, and most of them are nonprofit theaters. So I don't think we're heading to, you know, $150 or $200 ticket price. I think that we all want theater to be accessible. It's just an economic reality, right? If you're running, you know, a huge operation, then you need to get those ticket prices. But it's also, everybody wants everybody to come and see their shows. Nobody wants to turn an audience member away. And nobody wants price to be an obstacle. But I do think, I agree with you. I think there are times when someone, you know, you'll go online or you'll open the newspaper or whatever and you'll find the ticket price and you'll be like, what? No way.
Yeah, and you just wonder if how much funding, public funding plays into that. If we're going to see less of that, then you're going to see higher ticket prices. Okay, this week is Chicago Theater Week. Starts tonight. It is an annual week. They do this every week or every year. 125 plus, 600 plus performances. You can check it out at ChicagoPlays.com.
It's ChicagoTheaterWeek.com. ChicagoPlays.com will get you there, too.
There you go. Deb Clapp is the executive director of the League of Chicago Theaters. Thanks so much for coming in. You got to come back.
Thanks for having me, Justin. It was great.